Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Yodel was the one.
What was that street name again?
Where that easement is?
Leer Arson.
No, the street.
Oh, I have the...
I got that. I've got it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. We only have one agenda item because it's a special meeting. Mr. Havner, what do we got to do?
We have researched some opportunities in the way of a solution to our situation with the lower building. After taking a look at several different companies that do manufactured buildings, we've taken everything into consideration, and we feel we've found the best one. It's at a 5-star. They're actually, they tell us they're 5-star homes, but they actually have a different name. So I forget the actual name. But anyway, Skyline. So we looked at everything. We tried to find a solution. We looked for properties. We looked for lots. We looked for office space. We were able to locate something that would accommodate for a short period of time. It's a very small little office. Hosni and I will be sharing it. It is very tight, very close quarters. We're going to get to know each other way more than we already do. But in the meantime, we'd like to suggest the purchase of a manufactured building and locate it out at Foster Lake. And sometime in the future, when we decide what we're going to do with, you know, building something here so that we can be here, at that point in time, that building could be used by the field staff. So it's not a, how do you put this? It solves our problem, but it also can be used on a long-term basis. So that's what we're recommending. That's what we're suggesting. You have all the information in front of you. I am more than happy to try and address anything you have. The other thing is, I know I've talked to Peter about this, there's a concern about the septic tank out there. That's one thing that we will be looking at as to where we should put this due to the septic needs.
Just okay. I just
wait,
have
Jim.
Wait.
I'm sorry. Mr. Cumber.
A few things here. I was looking at that mold and some of the highlights from that mold and report here, and it's talking about the air quality and Hosni's office, the hallway, I think the bathroom, the attic. I don't know if we maybe to entertain or look at another option here to isolate, to board off Leo's office there in the ductwork, and then retest the other part there to see if it's viable to for having an office there. I'm just looking at the $200,000 for the modular up there at the lake. And I mean, I wish we could, I know it's hard to get another office rental. It'd be nice if we could then for temporary, or maybe we could turn that into down below if it came out all right, boarding it off, maybe another one there. But the $200,000 there, I'm having a hard time spending that much money for that, just for the personnel here. I mean, I looked at the office in there, I think Joe's office there, it's pretty spacious, and I don't know, I mean, I don't know if Leo would be amenable to moving in there temporarily.
No.
And can I ask why?
It is way too noisy. I cannot have a conversation without it bleeding. Everything in there bleeding into my conversations. And I can't have a conversation without other people hearing what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Is it possible, I don't know, I mean, to soundproof that more? That the door or the walls there, that maybe to take care of that situation? I'm just looking at the cost of that $200,000 here.
I understand where you're at, but it's...
mold.
It's not...
It really is.
That room is not conducive for my use. At all. And that's all I can tell you. It also has the SCADA system in it. And it has our alarm system in it.
Yeah, but that's something to work, I'm sure, to work around if that was the case, like a lot of things.
We could, but I would not put that off. I can't have a private conversation.
Okay. And if there was, in the long, the short, long-term here, we found another rental spot, would you be amenable to that?
I'm not against that, but it would have to be one that actually has two offices with two doors.
Well, I mean, if we had, I don't know.
Well, Hosni needs an office with a door, and I need an office with a door. We have to have room that we can have people come over and have sit down, because we have quite often people coming in and we need to meet with them. So we need to have some area for a meeting space as well. And so if we could find something like that, that might be something we could do, live with for a little longer, yeah. But the reality is we need a long-term solution, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be years before we add on to this building.
Right.
So
probably
we should have some place that we can, you know, basically hang our hats at and do our work.
Okay. What else is there? And if the board would decide tonight to purchase the modular for up the lake, I have some suggestions that or where to put it. I personally, I don't think I put it down right when you go in the gate there, even though it's kind of nice.
No, we're not planning to put it right there.
Okay.
No. We're trying to put it more on the inside, because it eventually will also be used by the operations staff. That will be their office once we're out. So we want to put it someplace more conducive to their use.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, and this is just my suggestion, up
yeah.
above there, because you have power there. Already, I don't think you'd have to, you've got that panel behind the, where it comes in and behind the treatment, the old treatment building.
Mm-hmm.
Put a septic tank or system up there. That would be
yeah.
away from the wells.
Mm-hmm.
And then water is up there too. And if it's
actually,
down,
you're aware that the water they have comes from the horizontals. They don't actually have a water line. So
they don't back that up from the treated?
No, what they do is they back it up from, you know, down by the gate. They close that off and back it up from that way.
Okay.
So that's one of the things.
That's one of the things
we're going to correct when we do this project, is we're going to run a water line from the plant to this building and to the shop. So they actually have a water supply. I heard about this about a year ago. I was kind of stunned that the water department doesn't have a water pipe. So we're going to fix that too.
You don't have to read the table.
This will take care of both.
That's just the drinking shop, I guess.
Yeah.
The shop. I mean, because the rest you could use for toilets and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's not a problem.
No. And we don't need a big line, because it's not good. We don't use that much. I don't know how much they're using. I don't think they use much either.
Yeah.
I know they wash some of the equipment sometimes, but you know, that's still not much.
Okay, so that was all for me, just to toss around whatever my opinion.
Yeah, I would like to make very clear, we have not selected a site yet, but we are looking at that. The one thing we're concerned about on top is making sure that if we take over that, that they still have places to park their cars. Because right now that's the employee parking. So we want to make sure we can accommodate that. Not against that location at all.
No. Gino, go ahead. I just was, which location we got? Now, I just had a chance to,
I got a
tour of the plant up there and everything. I'd never been up there, you know. So Joe just had some time and he said he was up there. And I said, well, let me come up. And so I looked around, you know, in the shop, in his office, in the old treatment plant. And there was that lot from the old treatment plant and the ready room towards the lake. There's a flat spot there.
Yep.
That's
what he's talking about.
That looked
about.
Like a spot.
Yeah.
And then there is an existing septic tank.
Right.
For the bathroom in the shop. Whether that's adequate, but somehow you could hook into that and Yeah, you won't have to. But
that's, like I said, that's one of the things we're going to be looking at. We haven't selected the site, if you will, but those are the things we'll be looking at. We have 2 months before the building would be ready. It has to be built, and because it has to be, they have, if we wanted to buy it today, they got it. The problem is it doesn't have a snow roof. And we have to have the 60-pound snow roof.
Yeah.
And so that's going to take a month and somewhere between 1 and 2 months to complete. So we got a little time to work out these little details. But we didn't want to get into those unless we knew that this was going forward.
Yeah, and it's not ready to be built on anyway with all the snow and everything.
No,
they couldn't have the platform anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, there's,
so there's still lots that has to go into it. But like I said, we didn't want to get two things. One, the weather's keeping anything from happening. And two, we really didn't want to move forward with any additional expenses unless we knew that this was something we were going to do. Because everything we do from here on out, there's a fee attached to it. So I didn't want to go spending any of that money without knowing if this is going forward.
Anything else?
There aren't any other alternatives. And, you know, this is the manufactured homes is one option, but
we looked at multiples. We looked at multiple different types of buildings, manufactured homes, what they call modular buildings, things like that. And this just becomes the more economical, more feasible, less problematic option.
Rather than try to build something here.
Yeah, because it's going to cost you $1 million here.
A million?
Yeah.
Well,
because what we would do is whatever we build here, we're going to make everything the same level.
Yeah.
So that's going to be built up. We're going to have to dig down. Parking's going to be below. I mean, it's got an additional expense. We have to relocate a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay, okay.
So,
yeah, I was thinking about Townsend's bid.
Was a rough estimate, but yes, it was still $300 some odd thousand just to rebuild what's kind of right there.
Right, right. And then there would be no employee housing.
So this is kind of like the lesser of two evils, and it has a permanent use. So it's not just, you know, for Hazi and I, when we're done, the field staff will have an office and an area that they can use.
Yeah, I saw the little ready room they have there. Pretty crude. I wouldn't want to spend the night there.
And it's cold.
And it's cold and no way to take a shower. You know, so it's unfortunate that we don't have a crew that lives up here, you know.
That is something we've been trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
We've had at least one person. Yeah. Just one, right? Yeah. And they didn't like the job, so they left. We've been trying to get some people locally, but it's really very hard.
We don't have anybody local now?
Well, I did.
We don't have anybody local now?
We have one to stay here, Martin. But we put today an ad in Fairway and our website to call any local person interested to apply for a job.
So we're doing what we can, but by the same time, we got to have people that can actually show up and do the job.
Meanwhile, it's more likely that anybody we get is going to be from off the hill.
At the moment, we've just so you know, we've gotten 4 applications. It was posted last week in Water Jobs, US Water Jobs, and we've gotten 4 applications from there. Nobody with experience.
Oh, okay.
No, they got several of them have certs, no experience, but they got their certs. So. Yeah, we got to weigh the good with the bad.
See, their half times at school.
Yeah,
that's a tough situation. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to be looking at all options if we go forward with this. So,
but if we don't go with the manufactured homes, then what? Those who would say no to the manufactured homes, what is the alternative?
I guess you would have to get a permanent office
rented somewhere
You're going to have to get a permanent type of office that you're going to pay pretty good bucks for, and that would be long term.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, we're not against it, but it has to be the right kind of office. Where we're going now for the interim is not even close to that.
Yeah.
It's smaller than either Hazi's office or my office.
And realistically, the manufactured home probably wouldn't be finished until
a month and a half to 2 months.
Well, from start and everything, it'd be in the summer sometime, you know.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be in place for at least, you know, three to 4 months.
Yeah.
I'd say 3 months, four on the far on the far side.
Yeah.
Because they take care of a lot of details. So that's not the issue. It's really a matter of them getting it done and the weather being good enough to get it up here.
Anything else, Mr. Schneider?
No, that's it.
Mr. Zbot.
I think this is the most practical solution, given the fact that it would have multiple use, and given the fact if we do any construction here, it's going to probably take 3-4 years from now.
Yeah.
So you figure that you're going to be in that office for about 3 years. You have to figure out something out how to continue to supervise the girls in the office. I presume that office will be used every now and then for the purpose of being around so they know that somebody's in charge.
Yeah, the one that's there currently?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's currently the chief water operator's office.
I know.
Yeah, but...
That was always a problem. The chief water operator and them, they're two different departments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm for it. That's it.
Okay. Unfortunately, I'm against this. I don't think it moves us in the right direction on a long-term basis. I would just assume if we had to get office space, we wait till there's something available here that's viable, or we could, and this is not something that I would have ever suggested, but like Mr. Schneider's pointed out, what are our options? Because there are no other spaces available in town that are reasonable. And so this is I don't think that anyone else will agree with me on this, but I'm going to throw it out there anyways. One of our other options is just to get some office space in Val Vista where it's easy to get phone hookup, it's easy to get internet hookup, it's easier drive actually for Mr. Schumann and Mr. Habner. Yes, does that cause some problems of distance? Yes, absolutely. But what's the difference between being at Lake Foster and being at Val Vista? About 20 minutes. So that is another option that's out there, and that is something that, once again, the office space down there is readily available. It's office space. It actually is easier for Mr. Schumann and Mr. Habner to... For Mr. Schumann, it saves him about 2 hours a day. There are some possibilities there. I don't think, with the current conditions, that even the modular can be put in there for 6 months. I think 6 months start to finish is generous just because of the soil conditions, the wetness that we have, the unforeseen problems that always come up. This room was supposed to take... how long, and it was supposed to cost how much, and it cost how much, and it took how long. All the other projects that we're working on, they were estimated to be this time, they're estimated to be this much, and they ended up being more and more. That would be a really easy solution. The bad part about that is you have your executives off site. Admit it, that's terrible. That's awful, that's rotten. I get it. But we could... If we got down there and we found a space opened up here, anything that was viable up here, nothing would prevent us, and if we negotiated the lease correctly, nothing would prevent us from getting out of that lease and getting up here. There are some spaces down there that are right next to the post office in Val Vista, right next to a bunch of stuff that would make very convenient and very easy to have an office down there. It would be inconvenient for our customers to talk to the manager or to talk to the CFO, absolutely, but if they're contacting them by phone, it's no more convenient there than here. If they want to have an in-person meeting, usually it's best to set up a time and an appointment, and there's nothing to prevent you from coming up here and meeting with somebody at an appointed time and place. I don't think that it's 3 years to build a building here. Is it a long time? Absolutely. Is it 18 months? Possibly. But it was 18 months until we were going to have a shovel in the ground for the sewer plant, and it's been past that time. So I don't think that the customers like the idea of us putting modulars next to the lake. I don't think the folks out there that live in that neighborhood would like it either. They don't have a say. I get that. We can do whatever we want. But it just doesn't seem to me like it moves us in the right direction. And if we're going to spend $200,000, I'd rather spend the $200,000 on the remodel towards that project rather than some modulars. And personally, I don't like modulars. Modulars don't fit the character of the community. Modulars are something that I'm just not a fan of. They're well built. They can look okay. Waiting for the snow roof, I know, is going to be at least a month, if not longer. I'm just not a fan. So I can't encourage us to go in this direction, but it's the vote of the board, and that's what will go forward. And if that's what the board so desires, then I'll try and man up and go with it.
Yeah,
Gino.
Okay, if we go with that and somehow find an office, that's not a permanent solution. So are you suggesting the permanent solution is to refurbish the existing office space?
No.
No.
That office space is going to go away. The
yeah.
only thing that could be used for is gutting and storage while the construction takes place here.
Oh, okay.
To remodel this whole place over here.
Okay.
And I personally, and this is just my opinion, I wouldn't dig at all. I'd just make the next level, make some underground parking and make the next level a little bit higher, put in some nice windows so you get a great view and have an office space up there or a conference room up there where you have a fantastic view of the mountain.
Now what about the cost of that? Leo says $1 million.
Well, it might be $1 million, but it's $1.2 million if you put the modulars out there and you still build it. It's only $800,000 if you take that $200,000 and throw it towards $1 million. So it could be very expensive, but it's not going to get any cheaper the longer we wait. Nothing gets cheaper, apparently.
If money is an object, then I mean, they should be working out of their homes. They should never come in here. And it would be even cheaper, you know, as opposed to Val Vista. And it seems like we're going to be throwing out whatever rental. I mean, at the moment, I figure if you pass some rental available in this town, I don't think the prices are going to go down, but maybe something will be available. It'll probably be $1,500 to $2,000.
Yeah.
So probably. It's going to be with 24 grand. I figure, contrary to you, I think it's going to take 3 years to build here, especially given how much the sewer is going to cost to put out $1 million. They add $1 million to our rate structure. It's going to be even crazier, because that's going to be a real capital improvement that we'll need. So we're going to be throwing out, I don't know, $60,000 on rental, which will have no other secondary value. And as is said by Leo, that at least these units will have a secondary value because they're going to be housing for
no, they're not.
Personnel.
No, they're not.
Well, that's what you said.
They are potential housing for people that are on call and have to stay up here at night.
They're limited use. But,
how often have we had the need for somebody to spend the night? A week out of the year? 2 weeks out of the year? It's very
limited. The snowstorm's coming, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I grant you, during the snowstorm, it would have been great for that housing to be there.
Yeah.
And maybe we would have got a bunch of stuff plowed earlier, and the employees wouldn't have had to drive an hour there and an hour back to wherever they live? Absolutely. But if our goal is to have housing, then housing at the lake, I still don't think is a great option in modulars. But, you know, whatever the board wants to do.
I've got a suggestion.
Yeah?
Oh, to
Mr. Schumann.
Sorry. The only thing, with all due respect for Dr. Shelley's opinion, but executive officer cannot be off town under any condition.
Oh, well, then you can't be at Foster Lake.
No, the only thing, honestly, with all due respect, you don't see every day we have some event going on. Emails,
mm-hmm.
the people
mm-hmm.
coming, people mad, people happy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, like, honestly, I love to be downstairs. You know that very well. The drive take consume a lot of time for me, but honestly, the executive officer need to be attached to the district with all due respect. It's very, very important. Like, I know you don't see it, but I don't say, like, what you're doing every hour. Like, today, almost I have 7 meetings with different people, me and Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So, the only solution, if we're back again, what solution you have in your hand? You don't have any other solution. We don't have any room for rent. We got this suite 202, like, very hard. Like, I swear, like, with all due respect for you, like, I cannot take all my books. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'll take my desk on. And I told him today, I was begging him to put the meeting room, because if some visitor come, auditor,
mm-hmm.
people from the state, so we need to be attached. But unfortunately, we don't have a final solution right now. So I try to, like, and thank you so much. You try to find any place for us for rent, you know, at least to be in. For me, it's okay to drive from the courtyard to the office right
mm-hmm.
away if anything can happen, you know. So I feel like we need to be here in the town. So this would be hurting me from driving and like that. You see, like, God bless you. Last week, they closed the Hemetway. I was standing, I was begging the Caltrans to drive. He said, for your safety, will not let you in.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first option, but the only thing, what other option you have? You try to find any rent for us. You told me housing. I cannot find any suit for you or offices or anything. Unfortunately, the town sold out for everything. I asked the guy for courtyard if you have any other place to rent. And he said, this is the only place, you're welcome to take it. Unfortunately, if you didn't take it, somebody else will take it. So
mm-hmm.
we'll
yeah.
take this office for a temporary solution.
Mm-hmm.
But we need a solution, you know, like when this problem popped up, we said we need to get a temporary solution for now and finalize a solution for ever. The town here, we need an office in middle town. This, I believe this one, I ask a lot of customers. Customer like the office here.
Mm-hmm.
This in Middletown, they didn't want to go drive to the lake or the snow. By golf, more than the snow, more than us.
You still have an office here.
Yeah.
You can come here when the person comes here.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I mean, I don't know, but I see all kinds of emergencies come up, and I think that would be bad public relations if the person had to, if there's a real problem, you have to go down to Val Vista or you have to come up here. I don't think that's a very... Is there absolutely nothing that's available or will be available here?
Now, potentially, there's, who knows? We have no idea what will be available, but this is the only thing that's available now. I've
yeah.
looked at all over town, and there's a couple spaces that are smaller, but
yeah.
but I mean, you're basically working out of a closet at that point. I don't think we want anything smaller. We don't even want this. We want something bigger. But there's just nothing available. Now, could there be something in summer? Who knows? There might be.
So what's wrong with my idea about down there with the air quality for some of those rooms with
mm-hmm.
this report on boarding up?
No.
But there was... He had mold, too.
Look at this report. This
but he had mold.
There.
It wasn't as bad. It wasn't as bad as over there. And if you don't resolve the problem, it's going to cost you $30,000-$40,000 to get rid of mold in the other area. It's going to advance into this building.
Okay, it said low, 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 low here.
Yeah,
unless
yeah,
you
yeah,
interpret
yeah.
it another way.
Right.
So if you isolate that and have it tested again, and it came back okay, what is wrong with that?
Well, I'm not a construction
guy. I mean, to me, that seems pretty cheap to try at least. I mean, I
mean, we could ask somebody, but I'm not a construction guy. But I understood that these are not well constructed places, and water can get in there, and the mold is going to be everywhere.
Well,
it's
was
a question
on,
of time.
It was on Leo's side. It's
yeah.
right where the door is, or right where the water pools up on the asphalt. The foundation isn't high enough there,
right.
like the rest of it there.
Well,
so,
what's the difference with Hosley's office?
Well, look at you can see the foundation when you go down the driveway. You can see the blocks there. It's just when they poured the back pad or something, they built the dirt was higher, or they put the wood is right in contact with the
yeah.
driveway. And yeah, the water goes right in there. You can tell with the molding on inside Leo's room. There.
That could have been prevented if they had a waterproof.
It seems to me if
side,
we
but,
get these structures there, at least we have not a permanent solution, but a permanent solution for the offices in the next 3 years while we go into the construction here. I think that has some value.
Another
but
idea.
I don't know.
Is,
we seem to have so many differences of opinion on this board on this one.
And another thing, why? What about having a committee here that, I mean, yeah, we've got this presented tonight, it doesn't have to be voted on tonight, but have a committee or whatever you want to call it to look at some of these ideas here and more thoroughly.
I don't think we need a board. I mean, Leo can look into all those and the costs and et cetera. And I think Leo's, what is your preference, Leo?
Well, what he's presented. He's
yeah.
presented
yeah,
a solution.
I mean, that we heard some other ideas here, obviously.
Well, I'm going to give you one little tidbit.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell I'm going to go back in that building.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to put you back in the building.
No way in hell, because
right.
I'm going to share with you because there's nobody here and the microphones are off. I have diminished lung capacity.
Right.
Okay? I have asthma.
Right.
I have a baseline that we've been monitoring for years,
right.
and it has diminished
mm-hmm.
since being here. And it has a lot to do with, unfortunately, some of that building. That's not the only reason. That's part of the reason.
Well, I mean, that's why
so,
the board reacted immediately when we learned about it.
It did,
and
I'm
finished.
Not. I'm just making it very
yeah,
clear
yeah.
that there is no way in hell I'm going back in that building.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not adverse to any and all options. What I did was, we did look at a lot of different options, and this was the cheapest, best, fastest.
Most practical.
Most practical that can be used, you know, indefinitely. So that was what we came up with. Because we know it's gonna be, you know, 3 years before this, even if we break ground, it's gonna be 3 years before we move in. So we just wanted to have something that was more permanent, more substantial, something that's owned by the district, something that we have control over. We can put it somewhere. We don't have to worry about anything other than the fact we're there. One of the things, and Hosni's right, we do need to be up here. You know, candidly, I could work from home. But there are days that I need to be here, you know, and, you know, that even if we're over there, that's just, you know, a couple miles, you know, it's not that far. So, you know, that's why we gave you this option. It was the cheapest, best option we could come up with without having to go through a whole lot of other hurdles.
Like any worker need to buy any supplies, sir, like you need to ask first, you don't buy any supplies until,
mm-hmm.
you know, within my authorization, I said, no, this more than my authorization,
mm-hmm.
wait until I give it to Leo. So you need to know, like, those kind of stuff, let the worker be behaving and this discipline. There are somebody watching them, what's going on, with all due respect. We have a very good procedure for our staff, you see, God bless you. You and Mr. Peter and Mr. C sometimes sign the checks every week, like almost 180 to 100,000. Everything is going very good. Thank goodness we never delay. But when you see everything, what is the invoice, everybody asking, hey, I need to buy, sell that potassium for this one. I need to, this one will cost this kind of dollar. I said, okay, it was my authorization. I said, go ahead.
What about the building across the street? The tattoo parlor at that place? Is, but next to it, that's been, nobody's been there.
They're trying to make a restaurant out of it.
Oh,
is that right?
Yeah, it's no longer for sale. It was for sale for a while, but it's no longer for sale.
They did a lot of work to put the kitchen together.
They spent quite a bit of money, and they're not making any yet.
Yeah, but they're going to be...
That place has changed. We want to.
Very nice.
And those apartments, whatever they were there?
He said, look for rent, I ask him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a mess. That whole thing is a mess.
He said he need to do an extraction.
There was even a building right next to, or a house right next to Wild Bible Church that could have worked, but it sold. It was like on the market and it sold. It's like we can't even find a house to buy. Because we could use for 2 years or 3 years.
No.
And then after 2 or 3 years, you could probably sell it at the same value or more than what you bought it for. And you're not behind at all. Because all those payments are recouped by selling it after 2 to 3 years. But there's nothing available that's close enough in town.
Those two modulars going in up there, I wonder what they're going to be renting for. Up on going up to your house.
Yeah.
Today he said he liked it. He's actually going to put a two manufacturer house in Oakwood. So he said he likes this one very good. Save a lot of money for him. And Mr. Leo asked him, did you change the roofing? Yes, $60,000 for the snow.
Mm-hmm.
But actually this saving money a lot for me right now.
So he'll probably rent those for $2,000? $2,400?
Probably so. Yeah. Four. Now, I heard he was complaining about the EDUs, you know, that...
We resolved that.
You resolved it because he should be charged for two EDUs. Where I live, it's
five-eighths
meter and two
EDUs. You approved it?
Yeah.
You showed him the stuff?
Yeah. We made it real clear. It's two separate units, two different rentals.
He said he would start to doing the manufacturing.
I mean, that's only 40
He was trying to say it was a granny flat. I'm like, no. Sorry, that's not a granny flat.
No.
So, practically speaking, you think if we wait a month and try to find some space here, does that make any sense? No.
I don't know. I'm just saying. We've rented that little space.
We've already
got the key.
You've rented.
We rented it because we got to have some place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still some work that has to be done before we can move in.
We do.
But we'll probably move in and then hopefully in the next 2 weeks. So that'll get us at least up here. Like I said, we're going to really need something other than that pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my thought on the manufactured at the lake,
mm-hmm.
that they're there even when you have the offices there, there'll still be some room, it's like a three bedroom, it looks like, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you'd have two offices, you'd have one room that could be bunkhouse or whatever.
Yes.
And if it was there and comfortable with a shower, it would be more convenient for a lot of the off-field guys to just say, hey, I don't want to go home tonight.
What about Aaron?
And they could stay up there, and that would be...
Could be Joe's office up there.
Well, that's what we were saying.
Joe's office up there.
Yeah, that would be, you know, his office.
And he would open up some more space here. Maybe you don't have to put that much space what we have to construct.
And I like...
There's lots of benefits.
Hmm.
And also, Mr. President, like 200,000, if you call it a return on investment for 4 years, this means the district is spend only 50,000 every year for 4 years, and they have already an asset under their own. So whatever you need to do with it, if you needed to make it for a call, anybody need to make, sometimes if we have any need.
Short-term rentals.
Whatever like this. But you have like 50,000 every year. To be honest, mm-hmm. I expect this one will take 4 to 6 years. I try to make a worse scenario, you know?
Well, one of the just for kind of clarity, the people that live off the hill,
mm-hmm.
if they had a place to stay, they would stay here while they're on call.
Yeah.
They would do that now.
Yeah, because prices.
But the motel prices and stuff here is pretty expensive, so they, you know, they go off the hill, but we got to be 30 minutes away, so they actually, sounds weird, they rent a spot, they rent someplace down just at the bottom of the hill for the, you know, the nights that they have to be here. So.
I presume you have to pay their motel prices, no?
They have to pay for that.
Right.
Because it's required.
So it seems to me this is not the best solution, but this is the most practical solution. Again, reluctantly, I think that's what we should do. But I don't know what the consensus is. Everybody's opinions are different, so.
Certainly.
That's two votes.
But how is that going to be resolved with only four of us, you know?
Well, it depends on the voters.
I don't know how the vote will go. Or you wait till next next week.
I mean,
if
it's
five
a
of us, maybe.
Ty goes with the runner.
Well, let me make a motion
to
approve Leo's suggestion.
Okay, we have first. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion?
No.
All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
All those opposed?
At this point.
Okay. Fails. 2-4, 2 against.
I guess.
All right.
Can we put this on the calendar again for the regular meeting?
Yes.
With 5 people already?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
No action.